भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3, chapter 7, entitled Further Enquiries by Vidura, text number 41. Sarve Veda Cha Yajna Cha Tapo Danani Chanagha जीवाभय प्रदानस्य न कूर्विरन् कलामपि सर्वे वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च तपोदानानि जानघ जीवाभय प्रदानस्य न कुर्वीरन् कलामपि सर्वे वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च तपोदानानि चानघ जीवाभय प्रदानस्य न कुर्वीरन् कलामपि सर्वे वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च तपोदानानि चानघ जीवाभयप्रदानस्य न कुर्वीरन् कलामपि तपोदानानि चानघ जीवाभय प्रदानस्य नतुर्विरन् कलामपि सर्वे वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च तपोदानानि चानघ जीवाभयप्रदानस्य न कुर्वीरन् कलामपि सर्वे वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च तपोदानानि चानघ जीवाभयप्रदानस्य न कुर्वीरन् कलामपि। Mataji.
Sarve Vedashaya Jnasya. Jiva Bhaya Pradanasya. Nakurviran Kalamati. Tapodanani Chanagha. Nakurviran Kalamapi. Sarve Vedasya Jnasya. Tapodanani Chanagha. Jiva Bhaya Pradanasya. Nakurviran Kalamapi. Sarve.
All kinds of
Veda,
divisions of the Vedas,
cha,
also
yajna,
sacrifices,
cha,
also
tapaha,
penances,
danani,
charities,
cha,
and
anagha,
O spotless one,
Jiva,
the living entity,
Abhaya,
immunity from material pangs,
Pradanasya,
of one who gives such assurance,
Na,
not,
Kurviran,
can be equalized.
Kalam,
even partially.
Api,
certainly. Translation and purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, the translation. O spotless one, your answers to all these questions will grant immunity from all material miseries. Such charity is greater than all Vedic charities, sacrifices, penances, etc. The purport. The highest perfectional work of charity is to give people in general immunity from the anxieties of material existence. This can be done only by performing activities in devotional service to the Lord. Such knowledge is incomparable. Cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedas, performance of sacrifice and distribution of munificent charities all together cannot form even a part of the immunity from the pangs of material existence that is gained from devotional service. The charity of Maitreya not only will help Vidura, but due to its universal nature will deliver all others in all times. Thus Maitreya is immortal. Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsa Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. सर्वे वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च तपोदानानि चानघ जीव अभय प्रदानस्य न कुर्विरन् कलामपि. ओ स्पॉटलेस वन, योर आंसर्स टू ऑल दीज क्वेश्चंस विल ग्रांट इम्यूनिटी फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल मिजरीज. सच चैरिटी इज ग्रेटर देन ऑल वैदिक चैरिटीज, सैक्रिफाइसेस, पेनेंसेस एटसेट्रा. Here, very beautifully it is described that how the charity of knowledge, especially the knowledge about Krishna, the knowledge about the spiritual world, that charity is far more greater than any other charities. And Srila Prabhupada says such knowledge is incomparable. Why it is incomparable? Because just like if you meet a homeless person, you know, he is completely broken. He's like, he has no money, no job. His clothes are all torn. He's very hungry. And you feel compassionate. So what you can do for him, somebody may give him some food. And that will satisfy him for a few hours. Because he's going to be hungry again very soon. And that time you will be in your home, on your sofa, watching TV. You don't care. That person is again in misery. Somebody may give him $100 bill. And he'll be so happy. Like, wow, $100. But that $100 will last him, you know, only a few days. And again, he's back into the same miserable condition of life. Somebody may give him some shelter, bring him home, give some shelter for a few days, but again he's still back to his old habits and old life. But who is that person who can help this poor homeless person maximum to the highest degree? Is the person who will put him back to his original life, somehow groom him, bring him back to, you know, knowledge, maybe find him a job. Then automatically with the help of job, he can get a small place and from where he can start a new life. So here the charity given by the Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas for all the living entities that are suffering in the material world, the knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth, that charity is the most precious one. Because that knowledge and that charity can help the living entity end the miserable material existence once and for all. And that homeless living entity who is foolishly thinking that this material world is my home, and his, that living entity is wandering, just like a homeless person wanders from one street to another, these living entities are wandering from one body to another. From a cat's body to a dog's body, then sometimes into a rat's body, into a hog's body, eating stool on the street. That's the miserable condition of the living entity. But sometimes, somehow, by the mercy of the Lord, such living entity may come in contact with a great devotee of the Lord. Who can give the charity to such living entity and then bring back to the lotus feet of the Lord. So such great devotee, such association of the great devotee is highly appreciated. So that's why when we have received this fortune of coming in contact with this great Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, we should not take it cheaply. We should not take it lightly. We should understand how great of a charity that this person has done for us. For example, you know, there is a Sanskrit term called Nitya Baddha. The living entity is eternally conditioned into the clutches of the material energy. Why the living entity has been eternally conditioned and why the word Nitya is used? God is supposed to be the Supreme Father of everyone. Right? So people ask how it is possible that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the Father, and how come all His children are suffering? So there is a beautiful example that is given that sometimes the father is playing with the child. He loves to hold the child, embrace the child, put the child on the lap. He likes to smell the child's head and he's giving the kisses to the child, showering all the love. But that time the child passes stool and urine. And then what happens, and we have seen this, the father immediately tells that, okay, this child is contaminated now. So what does the father do? Call the child's mother. And look, this boy, just look, please, I have to do something. Can you please take care of him? So usually this is the tendency of the fathers. They want to escape and they want this job to be done by the mother. And who is the mother of all the living entities? That is Sri Radha. This Radha Rani, who is the spiritual energy personified, sees the actually all the living entities mother. Vatsalyadi guna ujvalam bhagavati vande jagan mataru. She has been described as Vatsalyadi guna ujvalam. She is the origin of Vatsalya rasa. She has unlimited Vatsalya rasa for all the living entities. Guna ujvalam vande bhagavati vande jagan mataru. She is the mother of the whole universe. The problem is sometimes the child is so impudent and such a brat, he doesn't want to cooperate with the mother also. He's kicking the mother. He's running here and there, putting all the dirty stuff all over the house. So, unwillingly the father has to decide that this child needs to be given to a maid. So that maid, she is strict. She will show him a stick and, make him understand, bring him back to make him a good boy. So that maid is like the Maya Shakti of Krishna. Now the Maya Shakti, the external energy of the Lord, is where all these rebellious living entities are coming. And this external energy is so powerful that she is putting all the living entities into the illusion. In the illusion of thinking that we are the controllers. Everything is good. If you ask someone, how are you doing, sir? They're like, I'm doing great. So that's an illusory energy of the Lord. And the living entity which has been contaminated by the stool of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Such living entity, she needs to be cleaned and that dirty job has to be done by somebody. So that's the job, that's the service that this external energy of Krishna is doing. That's the service she is doing for Krishna. So, the easiest thing to do is if the child just cooperates, all he has to do is just be clean. And father also wants the same. Once the child is clean, then he's back to play with the father again. So here, that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions the knowledge is the most important. Such knowledge is cultivation of such knowledge is better than all the charities altogether. So we can also understand that why so much to think about Krishna? What kind of qualities Krishna have? So here Jiva Goswami in Bhagavad Sandarbha, he mentions that there is no need to force anyone to love Krishna. Krishna is so lovable naturally. Even if you describe Krishna's qualities, it is so easy for everyone to just fall in love with him. First of all, he says Krishna is Nitya Anandamaya. That means he is naturally happy. He's always happy. We always hear from so many different bhajans that Krishna has a beautiful smile on his face. That smile is described that Krishna has no anxiety in the heart. Because he has no anxiety, he is full of happiness. That's why that reflects on his face and his beautiful smile that comes about. That enchants the whole world. Even Harishauri in his Bhakti Rasayanam. He says that there is one thing that Krishna cannot do. It's not possible for Krishna to do one thing. What is it? To be miserable or to be sad. Because it's not in his system. He doesn't know that. So that's why here Jiva Goswami further explains that the only time Krishna wants to even taste the mellow of sadness, he has to be tasting that through Radha Rani only. Because Radha and Krishna, they are same. Dui vastu bhedanai, that's Shastra Praman. So when Krishna is in separation from Srimati Radha Rani, that time he experiences the pain and the sorrow, and then sometimes he experiences tears flowing from his eyes. But he is not experiencing that sorrow because of something material or something apart from himself. Because Radha and Krishna, they are one and the same. So that mellow also Krishna is tasting within himself. That's how Jiva Goswami Padhi mentions. So just like Mother Ganges, if she wants to understand or if she wants to become impure, is it possible that Mother Ganges, she wants to become impure? It's not possible. Or is it possible that the sun god wants to meet the goddess of night? Can sun meet night? Impossible. The same way, can Saraswati Devi meet a fool? Impossible. Because wherever Saraswati goes, she brings knowledge. So it's not possible. So these things are not possible. The same way, the personality of God, it's not possible that he can become miserable. So that's the first quality that Jiva Goswami Pad mentions. Then he says that he is Sharanagat Vatsal. That means he is shelter of everything and everyone. And there is one thing, that Krishna cannot do. That's another. That's first thing was that Krishna cannot be miserable, cannot be sad. Now the second thing he says that he cannot deny or he cannot reject anyone who has taken shelter. So he cannot deny anyone that, oh sorry, I cannot give you shelter. You are too sinful for me. So, you know, get out of here. He can never say that. So Jiva Goswami Pad mentions one small pastime that there was a very hot sunny day. Very hot day. And in the hot sun, in the middle of the afternoon, there was a big tree. So one walker by, one traveler, he was so tired, parched, and he was really on the verge of dying. He was like, this sun is going to kill me. We experienced this type of sun recently. There was such a heat wave. And we know like what it can cause. So such person comes and then he comes in the shadow of this tree and he feels so nice. He drinks a little bit of water and he feels like, oh, this is Vaikuntha. And he wants to sleep. So while he was sleeping, one dog also comes running. And the dog is also suffering from the hot sun. And the dog also wants to take shelter of the tree. And the dog is also coming in the shade. But this person immediately takes the stick and he says, no, 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 get out of here. This is mine. So here he says that the tree starts to laugh. The tree is laughing, saying that look at this fool. He is denying shadow which belongs to me. He is denying the shadow to the dog and that's not his shadow. This person is such a foolish person. So here we understand how when a human being comes in the picture, the things that are naturally supposed to be pleasant and peaceful and naturally supposed to be smooth, they get ruined many a times. For example, if you go to a mango tree and you see nice mangoes, you take some mangoes, does the tree say that, okay, that will be $20? Does the tree ask you for money? No, but the man comes in the picture. Now he takes the same four mangoes and then he goes out and he sells them. So when the man comes in the picture, see, God provides everything for free. And nature provides everything for free. Everything is in abundance. But when the man's greed comes in the picture, then everything starts to crumble down. So here in this pastime, you know, we can understand how the tree cannot deny shadow to anyone. If a dog wants to take shelter, the tree says yes. Even if a poisonous snake wants to come into the shadow of the tree cannot deny. The same way he says that Krishna is also Sharanagat Vatsala, that he cannot deny shelter to anyone. So there was one king who asked his guru, Rajguru, he asked, "You always talk about God. Tell me one thing that I can do as a king, but God cannot do. What is that one thing? Tell me that I can do, but God cannot do." So everybody was thinking that what kind of foolish question is this? God can do anything and everything. How can he say that there is one thing that God cannot do? So this Rajguru, the spiritual master, he says, no, there is one thing. He says that you, being the material king, you can reject someone. You can, you know, kick someone out of your kingdom. But God, he cannot kick anyone out of his kingdom. Because wherever he will kick that person out, that is also his kingdom. Everything that exists is Krishna's own creation, is Krishna's kingdom. So here we see that Krishna cannot deny shelter to anyone. And nobody can claim that I am the one giving shelter to someone. Like not a mother, no father, no friend, no king, no demigod, and nor any guru can say that I am giving you shelter. No, they can only extend the shelter that is given by Krishna. So here also, Lord Shiva, he says, Bhava Santi Gurava Shishya Vittapaharaka Durlabhasa Guru Loke Shishya Chittapaharaka. He says that in the Kali Yuga, there will be so many fake gurus who would, in the name of shelter, they would exploit their disciples. They would exploit everyone just for the sake of gaining wealth, gaining money. But these all fake gurus, they will go to hell. But durlabha sa gurur loke. But if some living entity is very, very, very rare, is very, very fortunate, then such living entity will come in contact with the bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master who is Shishya Chittapaharakaha, who is the enchanter of the mind of the disciple, who can actually attract the mind of his disciples and bring the mind and connect to the lotus feet of Krishna. So here we understand from this purport that the charity of Maitreya will not only help Vidura, but due to its universal nature, will deliver all others in all times. Such charity that is given by the Vaishnavas is considered the highest because it can stop the material existence of the living entity. So I was describing how the word Nitya Baddha came in being. And it sounds like not a proper word. Nitya means eternal and Baddha means condition. How can somebody be eternally conditioned? Then there is no chance of reformation. There is no chance of going back to Godhead. So here, how to understand this word? Srila Prabhupada describes in one of his classes that Nitya Baddha actually means the living entity is eternally conditioned unless and until the living entity comes in contact with the right spiritual master who can end the material existence. Just like if you paid attention in your school, the Newton's first law of motion Anyone knows? What is the first law of motion? An object in motion continues to be in motion unless and until it is acted upon by external imbalanced force. That means if you just throw an object, suppose in the space, because right now here there is always a gravitational force. So if someone throws an object in space where there is no gravitational force, that object will keep on traveling with the same velocity eternally, unless and until it is acted upon by an external imbalanced force. So that is the concept of Nityabaddha. Means we are eternally conditioned. That means we are eternally going through birth after birth and, you know, life after life. We are going through different species of life. And it would eternally continue. It would perpetually go on. But because we have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada's, you know, the great knowledge that he is giving us, because of that, the perpetuality, the eternal nature of this material existence, it has been cut off. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he's saying that such knowledge is incomparable. We cannot begin to comprehend the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We cannot even understand what kind of mercy it is. Because we have to understand that there could have been millions and trillions and trillions of different births in different species of life that we would be forced to go through, which Srila Prabhupada has cut off. So if we understand that, then only we can understand this beautiful statement of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada also mentions further about preaching, that this charity is basically preaching. Srila Prabhupada many a times emphasized that ISKCON is a preaching mission. Meaning that Srila Prabhupada, he went one time in Europe, and one journalist was asking that different questions. And when it came to the journalist asking him that how do you maintain yourself, Srila Prabhupada said that we don't have to maintain ourselves. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he maintains us. Srila Prabhupada says that we are not bread-seeking religion. We are bread-giving religion. In Christianity, they always sing the songs that, my dear Lord, give us our bread. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for the bread. So they have this type of different songs that we always would listen going around. But Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna is feeding the bread even to atheists. Even the people who are envious of Krishna, Krishna doesn't care about the bread. He's giving it to everyone. So we don't have to be seeking bread from God. So Srila Prabhupada says we are actually giving bread. Srila Prabhupada says that the preaching or sharing of this Krishna consciousness philosophy, this charity of the knowledge, can only begin when someone has tasted Krishna prema. So Srila Prabhupada says that only if you love Krishna, then only you can begin to share with others. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked that, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And there were so many different devotees sitting there. So the book distributors, they thought Prabhupada is going to say, book distribution pleases me the most. There were pujaris, they were saying that Prabhupada is going to say that when the deities are happy, I am happy. There were cooks, they're like, we the one because of which this entire thing is running. If we stop cooking, nobody's going to come to your classes. Nobody's going to come to your temple. So cooks were like, Prabhupada is going to say, cooking, we're kitchen religion. Srila Prabhupada said that. So everybody was really keen on understanding, keen on listening what Prabhupada is going to say, what pleases him the most. Srila Prabhupada took a pause for a while, and then he closed his eyes, and then he said, when you love Krishna, that pleases me the most. So why he said that? Because when we love Krishna, then it becomes natural tendency of every one of us to share or to talk about Krishna to everyone we meet. Because recently one of my friends, he got a brand new iPhone. He hasn't received it yet, but he got the iPhone 14 Pro Max, and he hasn't even received it, but still he is like, he has a printout of the order placed. Thank you for your purchase. And he is showing around everyone. See, and he can't stop talking about it. He tells everyone, oh, this has 1 terabyte storage. Do you know what that means? You can store all your pictures, all your memories, everything until so far on the phone. And he keeps talking and talking. You know, the camera is like this. The screen is like this. Why? Because he's in love with the phone. So when you're in love with Krishna, you cannot stop talking about Krishna. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives one example. He says that when a chaste lady, she is in love with her husband, and she wants to dress nicely for her husband, and she puts on perfume to please the husband. But while she is walking in the market, all the people around, they also smell the perfume. And they are also enjoying that perfume. So here, the example means that when we love Krishna, the natural love for Krishna that we have, it emanates, it naturally reflects, and it shows in our actions. It comes out. Maybe you are at work, or you are distributing prasad, you are distributing books, you are doing so many other chores, you are going anywhere, but it just comes out. Some people say that, how come you look so happy? What makes you so happy? That many times people just ask us that. Why? Because it reflects on our face. So we should not think that this preaching or sharing of Krishna consciousness with everyone, we should not think that we are the doers, because ultimately the knowledge comes from the spiritual master. The knowledge is ultimately coming from, you know, the Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada has mercifully translated all the Sanskrit verses into our understandable English language, and he has very profoundly given the purports so we can understand. So it's all, the preaching work is being done by Srila Prabhupada. We are only instruments in his mission. And sometimes it happens that for the book distributors, sometimes you talk to one person for 1 hour and he's not convinced. He says, oh, thank you for your time, but I'm not interested. And the book distributors, they think that I just wasted 1 hour on one person. I could have, you know, saved some other people. And sometimes, you know, I think Jai Chaitanya a long time was sharing with me that he was just sitting and somebody just tapped on his shoulder and said, I want this, your books, and like he didn't even put any effort. So sometimes the book distributor is not even putting any effort and the books are going. So ultimately, it's not that we are doing, we are the doers, or it's ultimately being done by Krishna, and it's being done, the preaching is being done by Srila Prabhupada. Just like there is a wet grass, and there is, if you heat up the wet grass, it slowly becomes moist. And if you keep giving heat to the moist grass, then it becomes dry grass. And then if you give little spark to the dry grass, then boom, it just, you know, lighted on the fire. So sometimes we are dealing with wet grasses, the people who are in that consciousness, dull consciousness, full of ignorance, and we are spending 1 hour, 2 hours. One time I was talking to one atheist for 4 hours, and he finally said that he did not convince, he did not want to give up. But I felt really like, oh, I wasted so much time. But these people are wet grasses, they are very wet. They're very wet. But when you are putting, we are putting the light of Krishna consciousness, we are turning that wet grass into moist grass. Now the next person he is going to meet somewhere else in the world, you know, next ISKCON person, he's going to get moist grass. Because I already made the wet grass into moist grass at least. So that person will have a little less problem. Then that person will become dry grass. And that dry grass will just one day come to the temple and start jumping and dancing, looking at the deities. And we think that, wow, it's just like no effort. But there are so many people who have taken effort in the past on that same person. Somehow bring it that person to the dry grass level. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says that ultimately it is being orchestrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is his mission, that is his movement. And Srila Prabhupada has brought this movement to the Western world. And Srila Prabhupada, he is even today, we are reading from his purports. We are understanding, getting all the enlightenment from his writings and teachings. So Srila Prabhupada is our forever, he is our preacher leader. He is our main Sanstapaka Acharya. He is the main commander-in-chief. So in that sense, we can understand that this preaching mission will, this charity will keep continue. And he says, but due to its universal nature, this charity will deliver all others in all times. So when we are doing this sharing of Krishna consciousness all over the world, it will deliver all in all the times. Thus Maitreya is immortal. The same way whoever will share this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others, he will become immortal. Just like we see in our parampara, all our acharyas, they are immortal. Srila Prabhupada is immortal. He is going to be forever there. He is going to be seen as the Jagat Guru forever. He is immortal. The same way if we also serve Srila Prabhupada in the same spirit of being the servant and of the servant of the servant, in being the instrument of Srila Prabhupada in his mission, then we also have the chance to become immortal in the same fashion. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has questions, comments? Two questions. Let's do Rabindranath Prabhu first.
Yeah, you mentioned about Krishna only becomes sad in connection dealing sometimes with Radharani. But what about like a pastime where Salva kidnaps Vasudev and then Krishna is very sad at that point?
See, different pastimes that are orchestrated by the internal energy, Yogamaya, they give Krishna different rasas and the rasas have different flavors. So, in that sense, Krishna feels the emotion and he reacts to the emotion in the same fashion. So, pertaining to his close relationship, like mother, father, and very intimate devotees, Krishna does have that reciprocation with the devotees like that. So, he does feel the pain of the devotees. But Harishauri says that Krishna is like an ocean and all the living entities or their emotions, their pain is like a small lit up grass. So he says that just like one small lit up grass cannot put the entire ocean on fire. So just like that, even if so many different specks of grasses, if you put on the fire and you dip in the ocean is not going to start boiling. So Harishauri says like that. But that pertaining to his close relationships, Krishna also reciprocates in that fashion. So sometimes he has different pastimes where he is crying in front of Mother Yashoda for yogurt. Or sometimes he has, you know, Mother Yashoda tying him. That time also Krishna is crying. So, these things are also there. But we can see, like, the point that I think the takeaway is that Krishna does not get affected by any material miseries or the miseries pertaining to like so-called world. So I think that's the basic outline.
Thank you.
Chamurari Prabhu.
What did Prabhupada say? Did he want us to preach to Mayavadis or not?
For Mayavadi preaching, Srila Prabhupada said that the main objective, one of the seven objects of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada said that to refute Mayavad is one of the main agenda of our movement. So Mayavadi Khandan is one of the most important aspects, because Guru Das Prabhu, he one time went in a big assembly of devotees where different gurus had come and different disciples. It was like a big program, and they were showing their own philosophies. They were telling, they had their own turns. So Prabhupada was there, and Prabhupada was listening all the different other gurus, Mayavadis and all. They were explaining Krishna, different philosophies, and Prabhupada said that I'm leaving from here. But he said to Guru Das Prabhu that you take care, you talk. When it's our turn, you talk. And that time Guru Das Prabhu was listening all this Mayavad. Then he said, you say that everything is one. So that means the rasgulla and the stool on the street is the same. So why don't you also eat the stool on the street? So these people felt offended. These guru, other Mayavadi gurus, and then they came to Prabhupada to complain. Like your disciple, he's telling us to eat this stool on the street. So Prabhupada said that, okay, on his behalf, I beg your forgiveness. But sometimes my Western disciples are very graphic. They give some extreme examples. So forget him. But you understood the point, right? So Prabhupada still emphasized. Still you understood the point that everything is not one. So they were like confused. But when they left, Srila Prabhupada turned to Guru Das Prabhu and he said, what was that example? Excellent example. So Prabhupada said, that's our main mission, that everything is not one. There is always distinction between the Krishna, the living entity, the material world, and different energies. So that's one of the main reasons. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.